Hi, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and we're pleased to be joined on the phone now by Dave Spadaro, who is joining us from the NFL owners' meetings in Orlando, Florida. Dave, you had a chance to spend an hour with Chip Kelly at the annual breakfast. What were your big takeaways from the media session?
Well, first of all, Chris, it was really interesting to see how the media congregated around Chip's table. I mean, he certainly has an aura about him. Obviously, a lot of things going on with the Eagles, a very busy offseason here with the football team. But I thought he handled it tremendously well. He was engaging. He was interesting. He was informative. He was funny. He seemed to enjoy himself. He addressed all of the issues head on. And, you know, you come away convinced that anything the Eagles do with players is done privately, that he expects this offseason to go as well as it's gone here so far and continue. I think he's very pleased with what the team's done in free agency and with signing their own players prior to free agency. And he's understanding this is the NFL and that players want more. And that's just part of the game. That's part of the business of the NFL. But the offseason conditioning program begins April 21st. It's a voluntary program. And he anticipates no surprises. So I thought it was a very positive experience for Chip and for the Eagles. And I thought the media came away satisfied with what they had to hear.
Dave, as good as the offense was in 2013, Chip Kelly seems to expect more in 2014. What's your take on that?
Well, my take is that a coaching staff and an organization, when you go into the offseason, you are critical of every position. I think that's what the Eagles have done here. And look, they set a franchise record for points scored and yards gained, and they were second in the league in points scored last year. And just a prolific offense, led the league in explosive plays. But it's not good enough. And when you score 23 points in the playoff loss and everybody looks elsewhere, you focus on every position and every play, and Chip wants more. And so, look, the run. And I love the line, Chris, when he talked about LeSean McCoy and arguably the best running back in the league, yet if the Eagles had a chance to upgrade the competition at the running back position, they would do so. And that's a healthy way to address your roster. That's what the Eagles are doing, and that's why making the trade for Darren Sproles was so important and is going to hopefully pay so many dividends for this offense. It's going to be really fun to watch how the Eagles integrate Sproles into the run game, into the pass game, and let's see how this offense, to a level it can get to in 2014.
Dave, what's very interesting about Sproles is that even though he hasn't played a single down for the Eagles, Chip Kelly pointed to him as one of the potential leaders moving forward.
Yeah, I think so. I think Darren's a veteran of the game. He's won a Super Bowl. He's been in locker rooms that have had success, obviously. So he's somebody that you want to rely upon. He's got a different perspective, having played in San Diego and in New Orleans. So this is one of the themes of the offseason for Chip, is replacing the leadership, the void created by the release of Jason Vaught, the trade of Michael, or the signing of Michael Vick in New York, and players like Jason Kelce and Connor Barwin and now Darren Sproles and Nick Foles steps up. It's a village kind of approach here to build a leadership tree in the locker room, and this gives an opportunity for other players to step up. And I think the Eagles are really relying on Darren Sproles. Obviously, they traded for him. They signed him to the contract extension. They want him to be a big, big-time piece of this team.
Dave, you talked about Michael Vick. What do you think the Eagles will do with the backup quarterback position, one that Kelly said is a position of need for this football team?
Yeah, well, it remains to be seen. Obviously, there are reports out there. The Eagles have not confirmed any of those reports about Mark Sanchez. Chip spoke highly of Sanchez in the media time today. Praising his leadership, praising the experience that he has taking the Jets deep into the playoffs and his athletic ability. So, you know, they'll address the position, and we all wait to see if it's Mark Sanchez or if the Eagles move in another direction.
The Eagles addressed the defense in free agency, bringing guys like Malcolm Jenkins, Chris Maragos, Brian Braman, Nolan Carroll for depth at cornerback. Chip Kelly spoke about the defense overall. What areas do you think that the Eagles still need to address moving forward?
I think it kind of goes along with the whole theme of what Chip's about. They can improve everywhere. I think the pass rush, when you look at the Eagles, that's a natural area really for every team that you would love to improve. It's a matter of what's available versus what you want. So as you look ahead here to the draft, I'm sure the Eagles will address the defense. I'm sure they'll keep their eyes open for players who could come in and help them with the pass rush. They will eagerly await April 21st with the hope that some of the young players who have shown what Kelly called glimpses of ability can really benefit from a strong offseason. And even a player like Brian Braman, is he somebody who we all think is going to come in and help on special teams for sure, but is he somebody who can come in and be a situational pass rusher? He's got the length. He's got some explosiveness. He had some success in Houston in the preseason rushing the quarterback. Never got a chance to do that during the regular season. But I think that's an area. And then, look, Chip spoke very highly of the cornerback position. I think they're very pleased with Nolan Carroll having depth there, competing for playing time. The safety position gets upgraded with the addition of Jenkins, Malcolm Jenkins, and his versatility and retaining Nate Allen. And this is a position where you look for somebody like Earl Wolf to have a big-time offseason and increase his involvement in the defense. So, again, I think, Chris, with everything, you want to improve every position, but particularly when you look at the Eagles, it's got to be the pass rush.
Dave Spadaro reporting from the NFL Owners Meeting in Orlando. Thank you very much for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.